Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, it's 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, the Facebook live stream of it. Hi, how you doing? Go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page or my profile page, Dimitri spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, except you had a V. Follow my profile page and, of course, follow the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Today, conducting a major poll on Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Should the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page display the hateful posts regarding Charlie Kirk, along with the names of those people in the Valley and their employers? Vote on this. Vote yes, vote no, but vote. Your vote actually matters. Incredible guests for you this morning, including Mr. Big Willie himself, calling from his state-of-the-art luxurious cab of the Freightliner Cascadia 125. He'll be calling in a little after 8 o'clock. My sources tell me he's somewhere in either Zanesville or Cincinnati or going back and forth. He's in his truck. I don't know. Anyway, so there's that. Also, Richard Bazzi is going to be joining us. Live exclusive interview, Drive Out Hunger with Schultz Ford. This is a great opportunity to really make a difference here in the Valley. Join Schultz Ford and the Soup Kitchen of Greater Wheeling in the fight against hunger. Bring your non-perishable food donations to Schultz Ford Wheeling between September 15 and the 25th. For every item you give, they will match it. And today, in fact, what is today's date? Oh, it's the 15th. It starts today. My God, that's even better. So we've got Richard Bazzi joining us. Yee-haw! I'm trying to get that down to bond with him. So that'll be a little bit later on this morning. Prize package for you as well. 15th caller wins. Dimitri's radio studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, the rules of engagement. Make sure you follow them. Man, did it take off last Wednesday. Jeez, it really took off. So there's all of that. Did you see the backyard brawl this weekend? I did. Mountaineers won in overtime. It was a great backyard brawl. I got to tell you, it was great. All the atmosphere, all the everything. So, of course, WVU and Pitt aren't going to do another one for like 5 years. It's like, you had this great game, this great tradition, and you're not going to do it anymore? Oh, for the love of God. Anyway, so congratulations to the Mountaineers, and I think Pitt needs a new head football coach. All right, so there's that. Steelers, I watched the game yesterday. Oh, my God, was it awful. Jeez. You know, after the Jets game, I thought we had a chance of going to the Super Bowl. After yesterday's game, we ain't going nowhere. It's pretty bad. Some people are speculating. Aaron Rodgers, do you think he's going to last the season with this terrible offensive line that we have? My question is, will he last through September? It's really bad. He still has it. This guy is really, really good. He's like in his 40s or something, which is like Tom Brady type, you know, insanity. But the offensive line of the Steelers, oh my God. And Seattle just killed us. Just killed us. So, not good. Also, Channel 7, more screw-ups with Channel 7. I get up very early in the morning to prepare for my show for you every day. I know it doesn't sound like it, but I actually do. One of the things that I do is I watch 7, I watch 9, I watch the network news, I read the newspapers, I do all sorts and sorts of stuff. So I go to 7's, they have two channels. They've got the ABC and the CBS. So I'm watching the ABC channel, but it's all WTRF, it's all the same thing. And wouldn't you know, again, more technical difficulties, the screen goes black, and then there's no sound, and then I'm watching this thinking, this is unbelievable, what's going to happen next? And the next thing that happens, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up, they put up this crazy quilt patchwork of multicolored patches or rectangles or whatever, filling up the whole screen. That was it. And I'm watching this, and I'm watching this, and I'm thinking to myself, why am I watching this? This is stupid. So I took a screenshot and posted it on my profile page, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. You can see for yourself, every day there's a major screw-up with Channel 7. Every day. Even at 4 in the morning, I'm watching this thing. You can see it for yourself. It's unbelievable. That's what they were broadcasting this morning after the screen went black, after we lost the audio. I mean, what a clown show there. Channel 7 is so bad. that it makes me look professional by comparison. Well, kind of. In any event, it was really bad. All right, so there's that. Go see it for yourself. Make sure you vote. Now, back to the Charlie Kirk assassination story and really the follow-up or the fallout, I guess a better way of saying it, is the responses by the hateful far, far left people with their posts on X Twitter, which is just unbelievable, but also on Facebook. We have some people here in the Valley, people who you might know, who were displaying levels of hate that I couldn't even comprehend. One, the media has covered this, but I wanted to share my thoughts with you as well, and that is the mayor of Wellsburg. I've got some of the paperwork here. Just bear with me here, because we also have a delegate from in West Virginia. Also, Ohio County Schools. Here we go again. Ohio County Schools, more problems with social media posts. And let's see, where is... all right, so we've got this thing going on now with the mayor of Wellsburg, Danny Dudley, and I've gone all it here. Okay, Danny Dudley. So he posts this thing, said, and by the way, the grammar, you need to look past that. I know it's going to be very easy to mock him for not being able to write, but you got to look past that because the bigger issue here is not his ability to write, but what he's saying here regarding hate. He posts this. Sad day in America, flying a American flag, half mass, M-A-S-E, for a racist, priceless, exclamation point, Wellsburg Mayor Daniel L. Dudley. I couldn't believe this. Now, full disclosure, I don't know who this guy is. I've never met him. Certainly not that I can recall. I've never spoken about him one way or the other. I know nothing about this guy, just the mayor of Wellsburg. That's it. But I read this, and of course, the first thing that I thought of was the guy can't write. But the bigger issue, this man was just assassinated. 31-year-old guy leaving a lovely wife, two young children, who epitomized talking, coexisting, interacting with people. For the mayor of Wellsburg to be calling him a racist and saying they shouldn't be flying the American flag at half, and he writes here mass, M-A-S-E. I think what he meant to say is half staff, which is S-T-A-F-F. Or maybe he was thinking half-mast, M-A-S-T, but that's only if it's a ship. This is the mayor of Wellsburg, for God's sake. Danny Dudley. So I reached out to him. Sent an email. Text as well. No response, nothing. West Virginia Delegate Jimmy Willis is trying to do something about this. He posted, ignorant, vile remarks like this are the reason events like yesterday happened. I hope this so-called community leader finds the mental health help he needs. I immediately call upon him to resign from the mayor office of mayor and will ensure pulling of all state funding until his resignation. Thank you for your attention on this matter. And there is actually a page demanding on social media, a petition page demanding the mayor of Wellsburg resign. More than 1,000 verified signatures. Absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I don't know what it is about Wellsburg and political correctness, because this is not the first time this has happened in Wellsburg. A few years ago, we had the superintendent, Brook County Schools, Tony Paisano Shute, who was so politically correct, she was so hopelessly woke, that she was apologizing to the kids at Perry High School in the city of Pittsburgh because of some supposed incident at the football game against the Brook Bruins, even though there was no incident. But the more we started digging into Tony Pisano's shoot, we realized just what kind of hopeless, woke leftist she is. And apparently, she just was just the tip of the iceberg. I had no idea that there was such infiltration, such contamination, such infestation of hardcore leftist hate in our public schools. Tony Pisano's shoot. And again, Wellsburg. What the hell's going on in Wellsburg? It's a lovely community. The moose that we had down there, the Wellsburg moose, was great. We held a big meeting there to get rid of the superintendent, and Reby and Paula and the rest were just absolutely wonderful. They were just the best. And we got rid of her. Now we've got this good guy, Jeff Cook here, and he's been fine. So what exactly is going on with Wellsburg? Now, I also reached out to Jimmy Willis, saying, hey, do you want to come on or whatever? In fact, let me just double check just to see if he responded this morning. Hold on. Let's see if we got anything here. We do not. An email? No, nothing. Nothing from either one of these guys. Jimmy Willis is saying they're going to pull all state funding until this guy resigns. I'm not sure you can do that. I'm not sure you should do that, even if you could. Look, Mayor Danny Dudley is hateful. The man is assassinated, and this is the kind of stuff that he posts. But he was elected. The citizens of Wellsburg elected. So really, it's up to them if they want him to resign, or if he runs again for election, you know, for office, then they can vote him out. But pulling all state funding, it's not going to be harming Dudley so much as it's going to be harming all of Wellsburg. All because of a post, a stupid, not stupid, but a mean, vile post. Poorly written also. I wonder if he went to Brook. But Jimmy Ellis, I think, is going way, way, way overboard here, punishing the citizens of Wellsburg because of a post by Mayor Dudley. I don't think that's a good idea at all. I really don't. Now, speaking about woke school districts, Ohio County Schools. Have you ever heard of a woman named Unique Robinson Murphy? Well, apparently she posted something so vile, so horrible. I've got it here. Let me share this with you. It's a picture of Charlie Kirk, fist raised, pray for Charlie. But Unique Robinson Murphy responds to a Glenn Beck post. And here's what Unique Robinson Murphy wrote. Didn't Charlie say something about the school shootings being essentially, quote, worth the risk, end quote, to keep the Second Amendment? Sounds like Charlie is now a consequence of the actions he supports. Bye! B-Y-E-E-E. Unique Robinson Murphy. Distorting, bastardizing everything that Charlie Kirk said in order to justify her hateful post. So who is this Unique Robinson Murphy? Ohio County Schools. By the way, the motto for the Ohio County Schools, together we achieve. And here's a story from last year. It's School Social Work Week. We want to take a moment to recognize Wheeling Park High School Communities and Schools, Ohio County. Unique Robinson Murphy. Ms. Unique is in her second official year with Ohio County Schools. She is a product of the Ohio County School System. Why am I not surprised? And graduated from Marshall University with a degree in social work. She is poised to start her MA at West Virginia University this summer. Quote, I love working with older kids. I love that it's a melting pot. Every student is different, and they all have completely different backgrounds. No single day is the same. Unique loves the role of a social worker. I'm so excited it's Social Work Week. It's a beautiful thing to recognize. We want our community to know that a social worker has the flexibility to be a community liaison. Our job is to bridge the gap between all systems and help families. I guess that's how she's bridging the gap, by posting hateful stuff regarding the assassination of Charlie Kirk, Ohio County Schools. Yeah, and I reached out to her with an email yesterday. No response from her either. Vote on our poll, Big Willie 105.5. Should we out these people?